This is an RNIB talking book.
What Happened to the Corbetts by Neville Shute.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
What Happened to the Corbetts? Preface. This book was written in the year 1938 and published in April 1939, 5 months before the outbreak of the Second World War. At the time when it was written, it was thought probable that war with Germany would come before long, and there was much activity in England over air raid precautions. Most of these activities at that time were directed to countering bombing attacks by gas bombs, and there was little realisation by the public of the devastation that would be caused by high explosive or by fire. At that time I was connected with the aircraft industry, and so perhaps better informed than most authors on the potentialities of the various forms of air attack. I wrote this story to tell people what the coming bombing attacks would really be like, and what they really had to guard against. I was right in my guess that gas would not be used, and in the disruption of civil life that would be caused by high explosives. I overlooked the importance of fire. I would like to think that the publication of this novel at that time did something to direct attention to the danger of disease. In this, the publishers, William Heinemann Limited, did a good job for this country, for they distributed 1,000 copies free of charge to workers in air raid precautions, not as remainders, but on publication day. In this edition, I have retained the author's note printed at the end of the book.